Aggies love to have visitors at Kyle Field, but a few thousand visitors have overstayed their welcome. RP Lee Termite and Pest Control owner Randy Lee says for several months, his team has been working hard to encourage colonies of Mexican free-tailed bats, the official flying mammal for the state of Texas, to move on to greener pastures. Lee says they've completed the bulk of the work with a safe one-way net, but there are still about 100 bats left.
You can go up there now and it's already so much cleaner. You don't have all that bat poop all over the place and the smell of the iguana. So, I mean, it's already, for people that have been up there for the football games, just at least in the zone, I think they're going to praise us because they're going to be really happy.
The Zone Club is the only part of the stadium that won't be affected by the upcoming more than $400 million renovation. A burglary victim east of Lyons came home at the right time. Christine Labrador with the Burleson County Sheriff's Office says the victim saw a car pull out of his driveway. It turns out two men inside the car had broken into his home.
He subsequently discovered that they had broken into his residence, and we were able to put a description of that vehicle out while our officers were en route to the residence, and we were able to stop that vehicle on Highway 36 just inside the Washington County line.
Labrador says stolen items included jewelry, coins, and a metal lockbox. Two Houston men, 35-year-old Tony Chavez and 28-year-old Arthur Lewis, were arrested and taken to the Burleson County Jail. Bond for each man is set at $270,000. Labrador says there have been similar crimes in Washington County. A hardware store that's been in downtown Bryan since 1911 is closing. Parker Aston Hardware owner Zane Anderson was a customer first and liked the store enough to buy it in 2005. But he says Bryan is evolving to favor smaller footprint stores.
It's real bittersweet. I think downtown is doing excellent overall, and it's got a great future. I would have preferred to not have to close it down, but that just didn't happen. But I think now there's an opportunity for me to make it into smaller storefronts to divide the property and get some stores in here that are more boutique-type stores.
Anderson says lofts are also a possibility, and he'll keep the sign up if he keeps the property. The store will officially close on or around November 9th. After a shaky year due to battling cancer and health issues, Brian's Ronnie Jackson is back working full-time as the Neighborhood and Youth Services Manager. Jackson says being diagnosed with cancer is something no one ever expects, and the experience humbles you because it makes you so vulnerable.
You certainly have to depend on the leadership and the wisdom of your medical team, but at some point in time, you have to lean on prayer and you have to lean on your faith, and that's the one thing that I think it really got me in touch with, because I knew things were out of my control and I had to put it in the hands of the good Lord and trust him to decide why was I singled out for this burden.
Jackson says although at first he was angry, hurt, and scared, he now realizes how blessed he is, and he feels stronger than he's felt since he was originally diagnosed.
Here's the Lead to Catch report coming up. A College Station man convicted of capital murder will begin the punishment phase of his trial tomorrow morning. Stanley Robertson's been found guilty of the kidnapping and stabbing murder of Annie Tolliver, his ex-girlfriend's mother, in August 2010. WTAW's Kat McMullen attended this morning's final arguments.
All eyes were on Tolliver's blood-soaked shirt as state prosecutors counted the number of cuts allegedly made by Robertson's knife. While defense lawyers inferred that Robertson did not necessarily intend to kill Tolliver because of the treatable nature of her wounds, the state argued that his decision not to take her to a hospital was part of the intent to kill, saying he told them what he was going to do, he did it, and then told them that he did. Defense lawyers argued that the case was based on circumstantial evidence and asked jurors to consider whether evidence was irrefutable or merely speculation. They cautioned them not to accuse Robertson of more than what he had done, even though they had been shown some, quote, mighty ugly things. In response, state attorneys passionately exclaimed that Robertson sat taunting Tolliver's family as he watched her die. They told jurors, "The blood is on the ground. Annie is trusting you right now to give her justice." I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.